What happens when a nationally recognized lifestyle expert steps out from behind the camera and tells his story fully? Never has fully been shared before. Well, that is something Mar Jennings is about to do here in Fairfield. Mar Jennings' one-man show is coming to the Sacred Heart University Theater right here in Fairfield next weekend. But I wanted to make sure you knew about it and got a ticket ahead of time. In fact, we have Mar Jennings here, and I am so honored to have you here. Mr. Jennings, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Please, it's Mar. We're going to get very personal. It's just Mar.
Well, listen, Mar, here's the thing, is if I didn't say things appropriately first of all, my Italian mother would be very upset with me, and I think my bosses would not be happy with me. But Mar, there you go. From here on out, you are Mar to
me. There we go.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something very near and dear to my heart, Mar. I love the Center for Family Justice, and I know that your show is going to be benefiting this incredible organization and what they do to combat domestic violence. It is something, as a journalist and just as a resident in Connecticut, it means an awful lot. So first of all, talk a little bit about you. I want to get to know you a little bit more, and then why you're working with the center on this.
Well, you know, I'm no stranger to certainly domestic violence, and it's just so wonderful to have an organization right here in our backyard. And when I initially started to unpack this story and really bring it forward, what I was so surprised is that I kind of selectively wanted to bring certain stories forward, but the moment you unpack those deep emotional memories, they become, you open up everything that was down there. So when I started thinking about my story and my community and certainly what the center has done here in Connecticut, I figured let's use my pain and create power for others. And that's why 100% of the proceeds are going directly to the Center for Family Justice.
So tell us, I know you are an Emmy-nominated, nationally syndicated television host. You're an award-winning realtor, entrepreneur. I mean, you have quite the resume, but Mar, where would people know you best?
I think, you know, I grew up here in Connecticut, so I have a lot of deep roots in this market share. And then I really kind of expanded out with all my television programs, my multimedia company, between my television show and certainly working for all the major networks. I worked for QVC, I've worked for Fox, I worked for ABC. And so I think thank goodness for social media, because now you can really have a very broad scope of fans and people that you can inspire, not just in your own footprint. So although Connecticut's home, I really feel so blessed that the platforms that I've served in, whether it be selling a home for someone or being the host of my television show, I can reach out to people. Mm-hmm. And I think when I reach out to people, I'm showing a certain part of who I am as that person. But this show, One Man Show, is really about going behind the curtain and really telling the story of how did I get here in spite of the journey, in spite of the abuse, in spite of the neglect. I managed to survive. And I survived because I was a visionary and I wanted to seek hope and a better life for myself. And a lot of that came from the kindness of strangers.
So I want to know, Mar, and I'm not trying to obviously give away your whole show, but how do you strike that balance? Because here's the thing. So as a reporter, I have to go through this all the time. Whenever I talk to, I know you met Gary McNamara.
Yes.
So Gary is my best friend.
Yes, of course. I can see why.
Okay, yeah. So Gary and I are best friends. We talk about a lot of hard things. And when I'm off the air, it's very easy because I don't have to worry about 60,000 people who are listening. So I can go there with Gary. I could talk about really dark things. I feel comfortable, you know, all of that. When I come to the show, though, we have to kind of tailor how we talk about things. Because here's the thing. Domestic violence is brutal. It is not easy to talk about. It's uncomfortable for a lot of people. So how do you strike that balance in a one-man show? How do you strike having storytelling, even some humor mixed with raw honesty? How do you do that?
Well, I think you have to be very selective And I've hired a director out of New York City, Serena Noor, and she has really helped me identify the storyline and the arch of the show. And in spite of the violence, we have humor. There's a lot of animation. It is a full production storytelling with theatrical cues as well. So it is one of those things that you say, do I want to go there or do I want to take the audience here? And ultimately, because it's less than 90 minutes, we want to make sure that the journey that we take the audience through, you leave uplifted and you leave like, okay, if he can go through that, I can go through this. There is power with acknowledgement of the story, but there's also power in the ability to share it and have other people understand it, embrace it, and find some kind of connection to it. So I think, you know, I answer your question in a round kind of way, but I think it's really about identifying the stories that really make sense without doing too much of a deep dive in one area. We talk about different parts. I start very early on when I was born, and I take you to today's modern day man and who I am today.
Wow. I mean, it's hard sometimes to think about, you know, very deep valleys that people go through, but how they, you know, those things, those events in your life could shape who you are today. And it's even weird to kind of say that out loud, or probably very hard to say that out loud. But would you say your experiences as a child and kind of growing up, would you say you would be a completely different person today if not going through that?
I'll tell you one thing. Based upon what I experienced growing up, I was a recipe for disaster. I should have never amounted to anything. I didn't have the love. I didn't have the support. I was ignored. I was the youngest of three. But what I did find, okay, was that I had a vision of what I wanted my life to become. And because I experienced that, I wanted to prove that I could be better than what people expected me to turn out to be. So it was the inner fuel by the kindness of strangers and the people I surrounded myself with, and just really digging deep and saying, I'm worth more. I have to have more hope than my family can give me, and I have to find it somewhere else. That's why it's crucial in relationships. As we get older, we pick and choose who we want to be with. When we're younger, we're around our family, and they kind of dictate, you're going to your grandmother's, you're going to your aunt's, we're going to this party. But when you become totally independent, which I did at 16, I really started to select the people that made me a better person, that ultimately made me a better man. Just because you're biologically connected to me doesn't entitle you to be in my life. Mm-hmm. That is a privilege. And I have surrounded myself with the family I have created, and those are the people that have really made a difference in my life, because those are the people that, when you're down, can pick you up. Those are the people that understand your journey, and those are the people you can really share your story with. I mean, I've shared my story in the past, but I've never unpacked it to the extent that I'm going to do on the 22nd.
Yeah, and this is actually your debut of Mar Jennings' one-man show. It's happening next Friday, May 22nd, at the Sacred Heart University Community Theater. And if people want tickets, we will certainly, you know, link the Sacred Heart University Community Theater website. You could specifically get tickets to the Mar Jennings one-man show, which, again, is coming up a week from today. And, Mar, I want to thank you so much for even giving us
you.
A preview. No, we're excited.
Listen, we've raised $142,000 so far without ticket sales. My goal is to hit $200,000 to donate completely. So we're excited, and I'm asking all your listeners that if you know someone, if you have experienced anyone that understands that violence, abuse, neglect, there is no power with that, and we have to create and make those stories have a voice to end it. to stop it and to educate people that this is not acceptable. And if we can all come together and we can talk about it and we can all kind of see the future of how it could be, I think that is ultimately going to be the best 400 people surrounded by me that night will be the biggest blessing on
earth. We are very excited to see your show. I know I personally will be in the audience, and I'm very excited.
I cannot wait. You got to come back to the green room.
Oh, I will. Oh, I know the green room very, very personally. So, yes, I will gladly come back. I would love to come back and meet you in person. And, Marge Jennings, I want to thank you for also just having the, I think, the bravery to get up and do this. I think to me, it's great that you have all the accolades, obviously. But I think when you're willing to share, honestly, when you're willing to be that kind of raw with complete strangers, ultimately, I think there's something to be said about that. And so I thank you for doing this, and I'm looking forward to it next week.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you and seeing this great audience and taking everyone on this journey for a great cause, but most importantly, it's servicing right here in Connecticut, our backyard. So thank you so much for your time. And please, for more information about me and the event, you can go to margejennings.com as well.
All right. We love that. And Marge Jennings, again, one man show. Proceeds benefiting the Center for Family Justice. It's happening on Friday, May 22nd, 7 o'clock at Sacred Heart University Community Theater right here in Fairfield. If you go to the Sacred Heart University Community Theater website, shucommunitytheater.showware.com, you can actually find the tickets specifically there. We can link it to Mar's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. Thank you, Mar. We'll see you next week.